Right, welcome back.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah,
why we're not? Back.
Look,
we're back.
Before we get started, we got a big crew today. I made something special yesterday, and I just figured that it wouldn't be right if I didn't share it with everybody.
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, so I got everybody a little paper towel here.
Man, you can't prepare.
Okay, this turned out. Now, this is your, Martin, this is your boy Malcolm's recipe.
Old Big Malcolm?
Old Malcolm Reed.
Is it brownie?
That's our buddy. Y'all seen him on this podcast.
That's right.
How to barbecue right. Big Malcolm.
Oh, is this barbecue?
This is.
Oh.
And I present.
That's a
pork belly burnt ends. You've heard of brisket burnt ends.
I'll have one.
This is pork belly burnt ends. All right, look here. Grab you one out and pass it around.
That's bacon candy is what that is.
I'm very excited.
Uh-oh, this is the first time I've done
Godwin gets first pick. Okay. J.D., you get Mr. Irrelevant.
I'm fine.
There you go.
I'll go last.
I've already ate some for lunch
warm.
Today.
I'm going to leave that big one.
That is
I'll
awesome.
Let y'all have that
Y'all take a little bite of that and let me know what you think.
All right, I'm going to let you have it. Thinking I'm coming to your house and get the rest of it.
I'm like, what about Bob?
Okay. Look at him.
That's right.
I'm thinking, how is there a pig left with a belly on him? Good night of living.
That belly meat good.
Stone?
Stone, you figure something out.
That make
out.
You want to go hog hunting tonight.
So props to Big Malcolm on that.
Okay, I'm glad.
We started strong.
Yeah. I'll take our first break.
I can just drink that juice out of there.
Wow.
Look here.
Oh, hey, drink
that. That's delicious.
Good night.
I know y'all's fingers been all in there, but that's all right.
Well, look, if y'all driving or something listening to this and y'all hungry, I'm sorry.
You ain't kidding.
But let me tell you something. That's one of the best things I've ever eaten.
That was good.
I had the same reaction.
It's like Cousin Eddie would say, it is good.
Mm. You don't have to have teeth to eat that.
Too tender.
No, teeth optional. Look at Si.
Look at
Si. Just
get him, Si.
No,
I'm too busy chewing, boys.
That'll make you take him glasses off right there, just so you can get a closer look.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all six of us are here,
all of us are here. I'm not sure why, but
we started very strong.
Why not? Well, because we're not all there.
Because Stone had five snacks.
Oh. Even better.
Stone had snacks.
Mm-hmm.
We all show up.
I was convinced when we got this message, they're like, all six, everybody going to be there. I was like, well, we're getting fired.
This is grand finale.
This is the end. And it may very well be. Who knows?
I think we're supposed to do it again tomorrow. So,
are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Well, maybe tomorrow. We got one more day.
We'll keep going.
It just depends on where they run in the grand scheme of things.
What episode is this?
I have no idea. You're that guy, not us.
I'm not that guy. 214.
214.
And we've
we're
all
still
been
not
here
to how much I weigh.
And Si still hasn't run out of material.
No, he's retreaded the same ones a couple of times, but
not too often.
Not too often.
When they're good, you can retread them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any bad ones?
I don't know. I leave that up to the ones listening.
Well, I'm glad y'all enjoyed that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm going to revisit that.
Boy, I just sitting here thinking, if I had me a plate of that.
Bring something back?
With just a little
that
tater salad one. And then finish it off with Nan's peanut butter pie.
Mm.
Ooh.
I'd need to be looking into Goblin's medication.
I haven't had lunch.
I'm surprised his alarm ain't gone off yet.
It might.
Yeah, I can taste something.
A lot of brown sugar and butter and honey.
Mm-hmm. Goblin, when's the last time you had something that sweet?
It's been a while.
Would you do it again?
If he had some more. I should have grabbed two of them.
Oh, that's right. You don't want to be on your deathbed.
That's right.
Look back and say, boy, I wish I'd ate that last piece.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Man, that was good. Well, I was in Kentucky this weekend. I'm going to get this out of the way. And a young man, he probably 10, 11 years old, slid me this piece of paper on the way out the door. He said, could you please shout these names out on the duck call room?
Shout them.
Maxwell, Hunter.
You ain't shouting.
No, well, I can't. I'm trying to be kind to everybody's ears.
Ears.
What does that say, Phil? Does that say Tornado? Tornado?
That's Tornado.
Tornado. Samuel, Owen, Jack, and Haddon. There you go.
Shout out.
I told you I would.
Shout it out.
That is a crew of redneck kids right there.
What are you talking about?
Where are they from?
Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Washington, Kentucky. That's where I was at speaking this weekend.
Yeah, that's our people there.
I guarantee
you. A little bit north of me.
I would say Tornado.
I was.
How y'all pronounce that? Tornado?
Uh-huh. Tornado, yeah.
Tornado.
I was disappointed. I did. I got up there, and, you know, I take a little few questions from. Of course, they ask about him. Everybody does. Everywhere we go.
Si.
And then I asked them, I said, now look, y'all seem to be big fans of Si. I need to know just how many of y'all have seen a Black Panther.
Hmm.
Do you believe in a room full of 500 rednecks, not one person raised their hand?
Well, they don't live in Kentucky.
Well, I just figured when you get 500 rednecks together.
I jump in the mountains too. Uh-huh. Well, that's why they ain't none.
I just know it's one of their names.
What?
I've been hunting for that joker all the time.
Jack. Jack. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Yeah, why are we up on you?
Why are we shouting out Jack? He's been shouting him out for 214 episodes.
Yeah. Jack, the world, your oyster on this show.
So. Yeah.
That's all I got to tell you. But, no, I look, young man going to walk up to me and hand me that. Least I can do is,
oh, yeah,
as do as he asked. So I didn't know what was on the paper. He just said, here, I need you to take this. And I was like, oh, boy. Okay. Cool. All right.
All right. No, and then we just met Tristan. Happy birthday, Tristan. Tristan drove all the way here from Texas just for his birthday, and he had a cool shirt on, and I saw him, and I said, hey, you can come in.
Well, because the backstory, I didn't realize this with Tristan. They told me they come here like 4 years ago for his birthday.
And it was closed.
And everything was closed.
Huh.
So I was like,
what was happening?
Yeah, y'all did right. If you come here on a Monday, there's a good chance you're going to find. But you come here on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably just scarce. Two white ducks and a Mallard Drake is going to meet you, and that's it.
Yeah, the workforce is draining.
I'm not saying we're Monday through Thursday, but boy, we're close.
Yeah.
Unless it's going to be raining on Friday, then we fish on Tuesday. But, you know. Yeah.
Flexible, boys. You got to be flexible.
That's right.
And Godwin's more flexible. You heard him.
Mm-hmm.
You heard him say it since he lost weight. He's more flexible.
He's been doing up-downs.
I can pick stuff up off the floor now.
Your wife ought to be happy
instead
about
of just
that.
Leaving it there.
Yeah. Just walk, step over it.
Well, step in the bedroom. I can just pull my clothes off and leave them.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Good for you.
All right, moving on.
I didn't know what you were going with there. I'm like, oh.
Okay. We'll explore that further on the Valentine's episode.
Do you forego the hamper, the laundry hamper in the bedroom?
Yeah, that's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you.
Brittany get mad at me all the time. She said, why do you take them off right by the hamper? I'm like, well, I know to get them in the morning.
Yeah, drop them on the floor.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll do it too. Right in front of the hamper.
Oh, right beside it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right
beside it. But she said the key question, right beside the hamper.
Yeah.
If you're going to tote it off, just grab that stuff and chunk it in there.
I can't wait for
I'm
it.
Just glad I'm not the only one. But look, when they're on the floor beside the hamper, I know I wear them again tomorrow. Once they go into there,
that's a good point.
It's over.
Like, well, hey, here's the thing. Hey, we never think about it. We're just taking them off and dropping them where we're at.
Yeah.
No, there's
don't really realize, we're beside the clothes hamper where you could drop your dirty clothes.
There's a word to associate with this problem.
Lazy.
It's called lazy. This is coming from a man
who
I spent a week, 2 weeks cleaning up the lair. And I said, we got a new rule. So I said, we're going to start throwing trash in the trash can.
Overrated.
So Si was looking at me. He finished off his water. And that's what he did.
They're
allergic to trash cans.
Yeah, hey.
He said, that's what you're here for.
It was to my right. The trash can was right there beside me.
And you miss. That's the problem. We like to shoot,
and
then we miss.
Phil walks by with a big old plug of chaw in his mouth and goes, and just spit.
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. Right beside Si's trash.
They're getting real close.
Like marking it. He like,
I said, change is a tough thing. But I'll do my best.
Name is Robertson.
That's
he
right.
He's like old Josie Wells. He's trying to
hit stuff. That's like deer. Me and Song are managing deer, and he's got pictures of him, and we passed it and get with the boss, the owner, and his friend Burley, and says, hey, this do not shoot this deer. Well, hey, next time they go in the good woods, guess what they shoot?
That deer.
That deer.
Yeah. I'm off.
Look, they didn't even see the deer. It was just, is that deer hair I see over there? And they said, yeah, shoot it. Boom!
So the moral of that story is don't go walking around in fields, woods,
with a fur coat,
with anything brown.
Where are you orange?
Yeah. Make sure you got bright orange.
Yeah, we got a big 9 point, okay? You know, that we want him, you know, taking care of our women. Now, Bernie killed, you know, George Jones.
Yeah.
Pouring down rain, they got a 4x sheet of
plywood. Now, Bernie, no, hold on, Sal, let's clarify this. He didn't really kill George Jones. It's a deer we named George Jones.
A deer.
Because
yeah.
he looked like he had a rocking chair on his head. Yeah. George Jones has a famous song.
Yeah, I don't need a rocking chair.
That's right.
Well, you call that one? He got a porch swing.
Yeah.
That's a chandelier.
Oh, that's a chandelier.
I call that Mr. Cactus.
Cactus. Okay.
Cactus Jack. How about Cactus Jack?
Yeah, Cactus Jack.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Because he's got little stickers going everywhere.
Now, I found if you want Phil to do something, the last thing you want to do is tell him not to do it.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Hey, while we're talking about Phil.
That's the truth.
I want Jay Stone to tell the story about the hogs that eased onto Phil's land from the neighbor.
Let's take a little break.
That's a good one.
While we wash the rest of this pork belly out of our teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing we're
but
not.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote. Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting for ends Sadie May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And, whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Me and Si had quite the hunt Saturday. It was the youth and veterans hunt. The annual youth and veterans hunt on Phil's property, and we had ourselves a large time.
There's a duck that is called Blackjack,
mm-hmm.
and we had a Blackjack festival.
Also known as Ringus Neckus.
Ringus Neckus. Okay, and they fly about 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
On a downhill swell, just in all you hear is as they go by. And then you say, get ready, they're coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And then, hey, then I shoot them up. I shot 3 boxes of shells. Had a
good grief.
That's an awful lot of bullets to kill 6.
And when he says,
But you ain't been, wasn't but your third hunt.
Well, no, here's the deal.
And you got to get out in front of them by the school bus.
No, the morning hunt was kind of bad for me. I only killed what? I killed a half a mile of Drake.
A half a mile.
Then somebody else double JR double 1 mile of Drake. And then I actually did cripple a Woody. It took me 3 shells. Boom, boom, boom. And he fell in there about 90 yards. Well, I marked him. When we got ready to go, Stone was picking up decoy. And I said, hey, look, there's one duck over there about 90 yards. See that little? I said, see that little thing on the levee over yonder? I said, just keep that in line. And if you go toward it, you'll find him.
And to his credit, he said, paddle towards them two trees, and that duck is 80 to 90 yards. I went 80 yards towards those two trees. I looked down, and there it was.
I thought I did misidentify.
Dead as a hammer.
Because I said it was a gadwall, but it was a woody. But he was flying along after I shot them 3 times at him, and it was just...
old heart shot.
Yep.
But I will say this. One of the most impressive...
cardiac arrest.
shotgunning displays from Cy, I witnessed from Cy in years. Three jacks. Yeah, he was hunting on Phil's corner. Three jacks
no
come
brush.
By.
That's nice.
No man. Brush. Yeah, no didn't have to deal with no brush.
You have to fight brush.
So Cy raises up. These jacks are not checking up. It's a flyby. They're moving. He starts in on them early. Boom, miss. But then the next two shots, boom, fold. And then the last one out there, about 60, boom, fold. So I puts down a shotgun. He looks at us. He said, I still got it, boys. And then he looked at Bullfrog and said, Bullfrog, give me that oxygen machine. I said, Cy, did you get winded from shooting? He's like, hey, adrenaline, boys, adrenaline.
That's funny. Get excited, boy.
Oh, I love it.
But it was very impressive.
So, Cy, did you go under the premise of youth or veteran?
Both.
Oh.
Both. Youth inside.
And that would be correct.
Inside, yeah.
Up here is youth. Okay.
Yeah, we put Bullfrog right next to him on the jerk cord. That's the first time I ever put ring neck decoys on a jerk cord.
And it worked.
They work good.
There you go.
Burley was making fun of me because he went to pick up the decoys the next day. He said, who put a ring necks on a jerk cord? I said,
well, when that's what you got, that's what you got.
When you're shooting ring necks.
That's right. Hey, do you want to move?
Oh, that's good. But I guess Bullfrog, Godwin, you've been training Bullfrog on that jerk cord technique?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't stop pulling. When Uncle Cy said pull the cord, she pulled it.
Hey, look,
shake that string.
Five.
Yank
the
decoys.
Five
off
for five.
Five for five.
Yep.
She ground swat any of them?
All of them.
All of them. Yeah, look, buddy. Heck
the
yeah.
The last one, 80 yards with a 20 gauge.
True story.
And yeah.
On a ground swat?
Yes.
On a ground swat. Look, yeah. Boom, like that. It knocked her earmuffs off.
Yeah.
I'm looking, and that duck out there just. He did.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
80-yard ground swat with a 20 gauge.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Once again.
There's an art to it.
Right, once again, Uncle Cy is showing something here, and then he's got his little killer partner. She's showing out now with a 20 gauge.
I sent you a picture.
The Adventures of Cy and BK.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, that's right. And we got
hey, we never go deer hunting. If she don't go, it's usually
a gar.
Hey, yeah, gar hole. Hey, BK shows up, full limits. BK shows up, big buck. It's always the same deal.
Every time.
Is she available for rent?
Hey,
if the price is right.
Like a hunting buddy? Hey, where you want to go in the morning?
Yeah.
she is a prime deer magnet, and she's also a good duck magnet.
What about the fish? Yeah. She can catch them, cook them, clean them.
Well, you know how rare it is to shoot limited ducks down there.
Mm-hmm.
She's been three times, and we got three limits.
That's it.
Pro.
Good luck.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
No.
No. She's good for it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
I ain't seen three limits come out of down there in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I was telling one of my buddies, he said, she get fired up? And I said, I guess so. So I asked her on the way back. I said, you have fun on the duck hunt, baby? She said, yeah.
Yeah, she gets fired up if she breaks a little bit of smile. Because the first deer I watch her kill, you know, we's out there at my blind, which is a big hotel. You know, a doe comes up there and's eating corn. You know, Stone says, well, are we buck hunting, darling, or are you going to shoot that doe? She sits there about 2 seconds and said, no, I'm fixing to fire this doe up. You know, boom. And all that happens, she boom. Put the gun on safety, set it down, then
she
no smile, no nothing. Good shot,
BK. Ice water in her veins.
Yo, me and Stone, high fire. BK just over here.
Okay, I'm ready to go now.
Okay.
You may go now.
I've done what I need to do. Yeah. I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
She did the same thing with them ducks yesterday. She'd shoot them, and she sit down and put the gun down.
Put the gun on safety, set it down. You know.
Like nothing happened.
Tell me, hand me one more shell. Stone, see, we messed up, me and Mikey. Yo, Mikey, I handed her three shells, and Mikey put all three in there, and then Stone gets in the blind. Said, BK, you loading? You know, she said, yeah, and I said, hey, we gave her three shells. She said, no, hold. Give the gun back to Mikey there, BK, and let's take two shells out.
Yeah.
He said, she don't need them. She only needs one.
One shot, one kill.
And by the way,
Stone has told her one shell, one kill.
So she's the exact opposite of you.
That's right.
Whoa.
So I got four boxes with me anytime.
Oh, by the way,
that's military training. This boy here, when he was in the Army, I wasn't going to run out of shells because there ain't going to be no hand.
He ain't running out of shells.
ain't going to be no hand to hand. It's going to be shotgun or rifle, you know.
Hey, by the way, for you guys getting your young kids into duck hunting, that is sound advice.
That's right.
Give them one shell.
One shell.
Make them really make that shell count. It really helps with accuracy and safety.
And BK, hey, she works that one shell. It's always boom. And if you, it's a stupid question. If you ask, did you get him?
Oh, yeah.
It's boom. No. It's a dead duck out there. Okay, don't even ask. Don't even ask. He's it.
No, we made some really good memories Saturday. Got some really good pictures. Did you get that picture?
Yeah, they're going to put it up on YouTube. We're not. We're in a new formation.
Formation now.
We ain't hooked up.
It went really well. Guys had a great time, and you know, the more memories you can make like that while you're on planet Earth, the better.
I guarantee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw old Lida, one of the veterans at the airport. I said, you better get going, son. I said, they ain't going to wait on you. You better get going.
We waited on him, didn't we, Si?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we waited. Tell me, hey, cut that in half and hand me half of it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Big ribeyes, you know, with green beans, with bacon.
And brown sugar.
How we always end up on food?
Yeah. You know, then always food. Then nice rolls buttered.
Sister Sheebers. Yeah.
And then pound cake for dessert.
When Nan's chocolate chip pound cake for dessert. It was
you know, I left
Si
there.
Because told him that peanut butter pie wasn't much.
I ain't big on peanut butter pie.
That's okay to be wrong.
Look, I made 1,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Okay, it's not that I
don't
like.
What about
a
peanut butter and jelly pie?
I don't know. But if you top that thing with either grape or strawberry jelly or mayhaw, I'm in.
Hey, I was just fixing to say, tell Nan.
I didn't even think about
peanut
that.
Peanut butter with mayhaw jelly mixed.
What about a layer of mayhaw jelly on top?
Ooh, good grief.
No, you don't like it, remember?
Pow!
Yeah.
That'll make you slap your
mama. That's what's going to happen. You get near
it. Hey, if you slap your mama, she'll whoop your butt.
That's it.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
It will make you slap
your mama. Jelly, huh?
I can't wait to see Si.
I don't know how many people asked me about that at Chattanooga.
About what? Event.
We're going to a nail place, and I'm going to have my toenails done.
Who's we?
We, the whole bunch.
No, I ain't going.
Yeah. See, why can't I do that?
Oh, yeah, you're going.
No. You're in, Johnny, dude.
Right, yeah. See, I like Stone's approach to this.
I understand, but peer pressure ain't going to work on him. I got you.
I'm going to have my feet washed.
Your toenails done?
I ain't touching
oiled and massaged, and then I'm going to have my toenails painted.
You ain't getting your
gold
toenails.
Gold and purple.
You know what just entered my mind?
We say it on this show?
Dumb and Dumber?
That scene from Dumb and Dumber where they're grinding his toenails.
Yeah. I don't know what size toes look like.
Oh, I got pretty feet. I told y'all that.
I bet they look real similar to that.
Oh, no. I've got pretty feet.
Do you
now,
really?
My toenails ain't very pretty.
Your brother don't have pretty feet.
Oh, no. My brother has got mud grips for feet. I'm serious.
He's got a claw.
The only man that I know that can walk up a, 45-degree hill muddy.
Yeah.
And not slip.
And he don't use his toes.
And don't slip.
That side thing that's poking out.
He's got a claw. He's got a knob.
Bunions.
Coming out the side of his foot.
Yeah. Hey, bunions.
That's this long.
Oh, I've seen them.
What is it?
Hey, when we was kids, we run barefooted and our feet were so tough that you could throw a quart mason jar and bust it. And we just walk over and keep going, even cut it.
Well, spoiler alert, my feet are so tender, when whoever gets a hold of my feet at that thing, you're going to have to tie me down.
I'm wearing socks.
No, he ain't wearing socks.
I'm wearing socks. They can wash my socks on the outside of my shoes.
Well, didn't Phil go shoeless for 2 years when he was running from the law?
Oh, no, no, yeah. Hey, look, he lived on, can't even think of, we had a little cabin on the land that they was leasing.
That's where he was hiding out.
Yeah, on Moss Lake. That's where he hid out.
I'd love to see what you boys called a cabin.
Well, you know, Jace told me the story. Look, he said that Tommy brought him to see his dad back when Phil was just acting up. And he said the only thing he remembers, Jace wasn't but maybe 5 or 6 years old. He said he remembers Uncle Tommy taking him up there, and he looked, and there was a pile of bones, and there was a pile.
Outside the door.
A pile of bones right outside the door of this joint, this cabin, this I wouldn't call it a cabin.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I say. I'd love to see
one. It was like a lean-to.
Yeah, it was rickety.
He said it was a pile of bones, and it was a pile of Vienna sausage cans right next to it.
Yeah.
And Phil come out with no shoes in the dead of winter and looked like.
Oh, no, no. He looked like a wild animal.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he'll never
forget. He still resembles that.
That would
no way he does.
Hey, there would be like sticks and leaves in his beard.
Yeah, it sounds like a Tuesday.
Oh, no, no. He looked like a wild animal. I'm serious. He was actually, when you come up on him, he's scary.
Again.
I mean, I'm scared.
Again.
This is from his brother. When I looked at him, he scared me.
Yeah. I'm serious, too. Like, man, my first experience with Phil must have been right after he got out of there, because he hadn't showered in a minute.
Oh, no.
And I was riding downwind of him on that four-wheeler.
He never was big on taking baths or changing clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish somebody would.
Because he thinks if you wash them, they're not as warm.
Mm. Yeah, but that don't have nothing to do with the smell.
Well, no, no, hey. Mm. Well, you know, he'd have made a
That boy
good,
got a certain a mustiness good, about
you
him.
You know, that's why when I read about John the Baptist in the Bible,
Phil
comes to my mind when, about that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. But back when he was in his 20s, he was one scary looking dude. Okay. Running through the woods barefooted. Okay. And finally, I gave him some army socks because they were thick. And he loved them because, hey, he could feel sticks under his feet where they wouldn't crack. He would step off of them. Yeah. And hey, wintertime, it didn't make any difference how cold it was. I've seen him just in the summertime, same deal. Just step, and when he stepped beside a big coral cottonmouth, and all you'd see was a big spot of white like that cup. Just, I do that, then he's moving on. And everybody else said, I said, hey, somebody blow that cottonmouth's head off. I said, Phil, you stepped, and you was that close to his head when he went.
Yeah, he don't even care. His line about that is, don't be second.
Yeah, no, that's right. Hold on, hey. That's why we in Arkansas, he had found a place where it was just full of squirrels.
Nope.
Invited me, and we get ready and walking away. And he said, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. You know, we're about 50 yards away. I said, what? He said, for every squirrel, there's 10 poisonous snakes. Well, guess what size hunting the rest of the little afternoon?
Poisonous snakes.
Hey, 27.
Yeah.
I shot every shell I had in my gun, okay, and I killed 27 cottonmouths and what's the little
copperhead. Yeah,
I killed 27 moccasin copperhead. One of them, I sat down on a tree that they'd cut down when they cut it, going into a creek, and high water washed all the dirt out of the roots. I kept hearing something. Looked down, big Congo coming up. I just said, oh, no, boom, get back down there where you belong.
Watch your feet.
Get back down. Okay.
He's going to get you on a toe, Johnny.
I'm nervous.
You remember when
he just brought you in to clear him out.
Oh, no,
that way he'd go back squirrel hunting because he knew you wouldn't come back.
Oh, no. Next time he was talking, hey, I'm going squirrel hunting. I said, hey, where are you going? He said, over there. I said, just drive on by.
Don't call me.
Remember when?
Don't even bother.
Don't knock on my door.
I ain't going.
Remember when those California people were here and they brought that snake wrangler? He was going to grab a cottonmouth behind the head. Remember how that turned out?
Yeah, I didn't.
He grabbed it.
Did he get bit? Yeah.
He decided not to grab him.
Yeah, he got off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil said, I don't know about you. He said, you ain't got but 9 fingers.
Yeah,
they did.
I remember true. That guy.
Phil said, you ain't got but 9 fingers. You probably ought not be grabbing one of these cottonmouths.
Yeah, you probably should grab him.
That's not the.
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah. Mike with a Y.
What was the people that Come the Exterminators or somebody?
Billy the Exterminator. Yeah,
Billy the Exterminator. Phil invited him to on the show, and we filmed them.
Oh, I'm aware, because me and Phil went and caught cottonmouths the day before because they was worried they wasn't going to encounter it. Yeah. I was like, no, nah, have a look.
So, hey,
this place down here thick.
Yeah, they planted them.
No, okay. We didn't, because we didn't have to.
Well, I'm just saying.
But we had them.
Martin and Phil are standing outside the blind. Phil's got that AR-15 loaded with two clips, 30 rounds apiece. Okay, and Phil is giving a play-by-play. He said, well, right now they just stepped onto the boat run. And you hear, whoa, you know, talking about, well, they run into the first cottonmouth. You know, then he said, okay, they just climbed in the kitchen area. I can hear them. He said, boy, I sure hope they don't hit a 2x4 that's got a big bunch of purple tail washed on it. By that time, it's just a stampede out of the blind. Well, one of them is allergic to washed.
Yeah,
he looked like the Elephant Man.
He got stuck right between the eyes.
Yeah, just seems all like over his face. And he come out looking like the Elephant Man. I'm serious.
He didn't have an EpiPen with
him. Oh, they had to rush him to the hospital.
That seems like a bad business to go into if you're allergic.
You shouldn't be an exterminator.
No. You should like go work at a bank.
Yeah,
or something.
So usually at the end of their show of
you
the extermination,
you obviously didn't meet these guys.
He always had something. Hey, none of these animals were hurt or anything like that. We just caught them and then moved them to a new location. At the end of this one, it says, hey, mission aborted.
Mission aborted.
Phil, they're leaving. Phil said, hey, guys, wait a minute. This is just the first blind. I've got 15 more y'all need to clear.
Well, you know what the cool thing is? Si wasn't even there, but he can tell that story better.
Wasn't nobody but me and Phil yeah.
Well, hey, they told me about it. You showed me some of the footage, and I said,
what Si didn't tell you was typical Phil. When we got done, we had them snakes that we caught the day before, and Phil said, now look, I know y'all into removing these things. He said, let me show you how we handle them. He said, Martin, dump them out. Yeah. And I had them in an ice chest back there cold.
We're at the boathouse.
And I just took that bag.
Yeah, we was at the boathouse.
I took that bag and dumped it out, and all five of them cottonmouths right there. And Phil just took that AR and just emptied the magazine on into the dirt right there, blowing pieces of mud.
And didn't give nobody warning. So, hey, it's just, bop, 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 bop. And
all
hey,
them people on that TV crew son started scattering. They gone. And I'm over there like this. I couldn't hear nothing. He done rung my ears.
I'm over there like I sound like I'm in a room with bells.
And he just had that Phil grin on his face. He never said a word after.
He just had that grin on his face.
He looked.
Don't move.
It was pieces of cotton mouth that flew everywhere.
Wow.
Old Phil, he's all about shock and awe.
The same way he preaches.
Oh, that's right.
And does commercials.
Yay, Italian.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
What kind of gun did he shoot that day that was all the...
That was a M16. Fully automatic.
Yeah, M16.
No, that was a...
M16's burst.
No, it was an M16.
But that ain't the same gun Phil was shooting the snakes with, is it?
He's got an AR-15.
Yeah, okay. It's a 223.
Yeah.
Loud. Man, that thing was loud.
Yeah, it's loud.
did you tell Martin about having to hold Si because he was coming back like this?
That was a 223. He was shooting old Evil Eye. I had it fully automatic.
I had forgotten.
And he started at the target and ended up right here.
No, I did not.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I got the video.
I kept it on that barrel. You're telling a lie.
And after Jay shot one time with his pistol.
That's like that new commercial. We're going to throw the challenge flag. Let's see what really happened.
We got video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got video.
Hey, I stayed on the mound of dirt that I was shooting at.
Never.
Now, I was walking backwards because me and that M16 was dancing, and the M16 was leading.
Hey, I was actually filming it, and I was lucky I didn't get shot.
I'm serious. I'm telling the truth. Hey, this thing started dancing, and all I could do, Tom said, why didn't you take your finger off the trigger? I said, good.
We're going to watch a video.
I can't wait to watch it.
I stayed on the dirt side.
Famous deer miss.
Hey,
missed him by two deer high.
Oh no, I was brain dead that day.
Missed him by two deer high.
If I'd been hooked up to a monitor, it would have been a blind, just a straight line.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Yeah. Let's see. We got to find this. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
You're going to have to make this quick, son.
Make this quick, son.
Watch this.
You took off running.
It is good. It is good.
It's tough. Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. Hey, it's just I forgot. I had shot it 20 years. I forgot how much power 30 rounds going off has.
Yeah, straight backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody.
Hello?
Oh, I took about 3 steps backwards, but right. I did. I kept it on the mat. Yeah.
What you got? We're doing a podcast.
What?
We're doing a podcast.
BK?
Oh, well, who's picking me up?
Uh-oh.
From school? I guess
yeah,
Joe.
Mama said you was.
Joe Mama.
Mama said you was.
Oh, I forgot I had a podcast.
Hey, he's out.
Just wait it out. We ain't got but 2 more sections.
Hey. Yeah.
All right, she's calling me now.
All right. I think I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Who was that? Carly?
My Valentine. That was for you.
Yeah. That was Bullfrog.
Bullfrog. All right,
so today ain't the day to ask Nan for a peanut butter pie.
No.
All right, don't do the dog out, boy. He's sleeping with the dog tonight.
That's right. We got a new dog, though. I'm kind of partial to that dog.
Oh, y'all got a new one?
We got a blue heeler.
Oh, okay. All right.
Martin, did you see this?
It's a lie.
No, I can't see it.
This is great. It's a lie. It's good.
Watch Stone.
Yeah. Stone said.
Then he looks over at the camera all mad.
Stone said, I better stay behind that barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked up and I was downrange.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Nice.
Stone said, give me that gun. old man.
Oh, that's America right there.
Yeah, he went for a ride.
I said, boys, I was dancing with this M16. I said, the only bad thing about it was the M16 was leading.
Oh.
He wasn't going to let off that trigger, though.
No. No, you can't.
I did keep it right on the mound, though.
He did.
You did. You kept it level.
Upon further review.
You just was going that way.
Yeah.
You went from a 20-yard shot to a 40-yard shot.
I just was going backwards, but I did keep it right on the dirt.
Yeah, you did. That was pretty impressive.
Well, Johnny D, you got any Instagram questions in there?
Oh, I got questions on questions on questions.
What you got? Since everybody's here, you can ask everybody. We don't have to pick and choose.
There you go.
We do. We can just go with anything. I did have one specifically. Okay, Kylie emails in or Instagrams in. And would love to hear from Cy and Stone. Her husband is in the Army, and what's the best advice they can give?
Hmm.
That's a tough one.
No, that's pretty broad. Let's see. Well, the best marriage advice? I mean.
It just says advice. Army life advice and best basics.
So he's full-time Army?
Yeah.
You know, are they newlyweds? And so,
don't know.
Probably
no,
so.
Know.
Probably young. That's tough.
It's tough. First, this is for your husband. Hey, dude, keep your head down. Okay. Be safe while you're out there serving our nation, and we appreciate you doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, when you are together, do not waste your time.
That's right.
Okay. When you're together, because there'll be times when you're deployed and mama's got to stay home. Okay, make sure you write her, okay? Or nowadays, you've got technology, you can actually FaceTime her, okay? So, but keep in contact, especially if you have children, you know, because I've been seeing that they got even more technology so that, you know, fathers don't, you know, miss out their kids growing up when they're deployed.
Yeah, that's awesome advice right there. Just make every minute count that you're together and, because, you know, when the spouse also serves just as much as the military member.
Probably more. I say it's more.
They sacrifice a lot for our country, and we are so appreciative of what you do. So, yeah, just make the most of the time you have together. Enjoy it. Cherish it. Take lots of pictures. And, you know, that's about as good as advice.
You're a picture taker. I've learned that about you over the years.
Yeah. Well, I like to document memories.
Yeah.
You know, so every piece of taxidermy I put on the wall, it's not to put up there to brag about. It's to remind me of the memory that happened that day.
Most of them he's got pictures with, and the like a deer, is the mouth there and then the picture's under it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with my partner, my hunting partner.
Yeah.
My hunting and fishing partner is his daughter.
Who's stuck in school.
Yeah, okay. She hey, don't have a ride.
He needs off the side to come pick her up.
No, no, no. Pick him up.
About 90% of the time, she straps me on whatever we're doing. Fishing,
so Si said, let her wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good
make
for
her wait, hey, boys.
He's always teaching both of us patience.
Oh, said. Yeah.
Okay, because when we're in the boat, you know, he's motoring. Okay, he's the captain. He's motoring. Me and BK are sitting there with a rod and reel like this.
Both of them sitting there with a pole in their hand. Just, okay, y'all just
relax. As soon as he shuts the motor off, we're starting. He said, wait, I'm not done yet. I got to get hold. You know, I got to mark them. I got to get position with the wind, all that. Tell me, you know, me and BK are going, can you hurry up?
Right. Impatient side.
But y'all are a lot better than you used to be.
Children, patience, yeah. Children.
But no, that's really good advice.
All right, here's a short one. I don't know why somebody would ask this, but ARTD asked, what is Uncle Si's blood pressure? I don't.
You wouldn't believe it. It's about 120 over what?
I don't know.
70.
75 normally.
Perfect.
I'm serious. It's right at 120 over something, 75 or 70.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Every time I take, every I don't time know why the they nurse would ask takes that. It. They look at me and say, good grief, that's so good.
It probably would have been a better question for you to ask him after he got there shooting them jacks.
Yeah. Oh, no, it would probably
right
been
before he pulled the trigger on that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it was a little elevated.
Well, I don't know. He didn't even know that one had antlers.
No.
Well, no, hey, I keep telling
we really should have checked it on that one where he missed a deer by three deer.
Oh, no, look, I done told him. If I would have been on a heart monitor or a brain monitor.
Gone.
It would be just a bzzz.
Flatline.
I was brain dead. Because, look, I didn't, you know, you're supposed to squeeze the trigger. No, it was one of these deals.
Well, knowing what I know now, I'm not even sure you saw the deer.
He didn't show up.
I'm just glad I
filmed.
The way your eyes were.
I saw her, but I shot 12 foot over her head. Okay, because I did this. And the rifle done this.
When the deer don't move, that's how you know you miss bad. They're like, what?
What was that?
The deer's kind of saying, I heard a buzz.
Them yeller jackets, they mean this time of year. You got one more?
One more.
Quick one.
Somebody, Kelly did ask if we can, I feel like this is kind of a shot at all of us.
That's fine.
Could we get an episode of Wives, No Boys? I would love to hear them uninterrupted.
Talk about the men.
Wow. No, that ain't happening.
Let's vote it down. Let's vote it down right now.
Bad idea, Kelly.
Thumbs down, boys.
Not going to happen.
And we would edit it heavily if it were to.
It's better if the women are there and then they can fact check it.
Because as we all know, I believe they used to be a good workforce.
They proved me out to be the biggest liar in the world.
Yeah. Women, bing, 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 according bing, to Si, women used to really contribute to society.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said
they
the other
really
day?
Used to be something.
Yeah, that's what he said the other day. Y'all, you was here. Y'all weren't. Si said, you know, them women really used to be a good workforce. That was exactly
back
what he said.
Back when they picked the ducks and made fellas out of them.
Yeah. He said, nowadays, they ain't much.
They said,
boy, you
think
you'd be in trouble? I said, no, because all the women know this. I love them to death.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, let's take our last break. We'll come back right after this.
Oh, no, am I in trouble?
Uh-oh, are you?
What happened?
Anna's at the chiropractor. I got to go.
All right. You want to leave now? You can go if
I
you
mean,
need to.
Seriously.
Yeah, go.
Go get your kids.
I got to go pick my kids up.
I'm
in trouble now.
My next question from emails is just about those glasses Si wears.
You're good.
I hope she ain't whooped nobody.
All right, that's what happened today when he gets home.
Well, Stone, that's fun. You see, this is real life. Y'all wonder how much this does. Look, he just left to go get his kit, but he took his Tupperware with him. I saw that.
He took his.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
don't
good.
Forget
that's good.
Maybe he's going to bring something back.
Yeah, hey, that's the only way you can fill it up is if you take it with you.
That's right.
You got to take
it
with you.
All right, Johnny D. hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. What is in that inbox this week?
All right. Well, Pacey from Kansas emails in.
Pacey?
Mm-hmm. Pacey. I like it.
That's Casey and the Sunshine Boys?
Yeah.
Well, Pacey.
Pacey.
Oh,
Pacey.
Little dad. Pacey. Not Casey. Okay.
Yeah.
She asked, "Does Si see everything in green with those glasses?"
No, it's clear. Unless you look at a food plus.
It's clear.
Hand me them things. Clear.
Yeah.
That's no, around. I'm serious. Clear. It is clear.
How can it be clear?
Hey, I'm telling you.
That's not clear.
That is clear.
That is clearly chartreuse, and they're clearly very dirty. How do you see anything?
Martin, you look ridiculous.
Well, duh. I don't look no more ridiculous than him.
Hey, look, you look good.
It makes your eyes get him, big. Bro. I know that.
Hey, you got the battle vision look, son.
I'm going to sue somebody.
That guy will look through him. Let old blue eyes look through him. What color does blue and green make? Goblin got yellow
eyes.
Is that
real bad green for you?
It's green.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's you know.
It's chartreuse. It's brighter.
Y'all need to go with the doctor. Y'all need to
it's
go
It's a
see
little brighter.
Y'all need to go see Dr. Parker. Yeah.
Them things are dirty.
Yeah, y'all.
You need to take a cloth to
look,
them.
Hey, look, I wash them out every night.
Do you dry them off?
I've got so used to them.
It ain't Friday.
No, look, well, I'm telling you, I've got so used to them, it don't look that green to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. I know this. Yes, when you look at a food plus, that actually ain't really green. This makes it really, really
yeah,
green.
You like the color. Oh, yeah.
Pacey, I can confirm you do see green when you look through those glasses.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
They yes have shot me down on it. Okay, yep. You actually see green through green glasses.
Yeah, shocker.
Yep.
Shocker. It's a shocking development. Okay, Sarah emails in. Sarah from Oregon. And she said, yes, normal God-fearing
there's
people
a trail goes up there
really do live in Oregon.
Yeah, I've spoke up there before.
And I've been to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Did I go to Oregon with you?
Uh-uh.
Where did we go?
Spokane.
Washington.
Spokane.
Very close.
Rain.
Seattle. Yeah.
Rain.
Rain.
I've been to Seattle. Yeah. That's north.
Washington.
Right. Okay.
Rain.
Back to Oregon.
Back. Well, yeah, we're going to Oregon so we can come back here to Louisiana. So she listened to the podcast, never missed an episode. Her daughter's in the fourth grade, and every year, each fourth grader is assigned a state. They conduct research, put together the cool poster of whatever state you got.
She got Louisiana?
Well, she really wanted Hawaii. But she got Louisiana, and so she's all sad.
Hawaii would have been easy.
Hey,
all
look,
you needed
Louisiana
was a rock.
Got a
for
lot
that
of good stuff. When you do the research, you'll find that out.
About Louisiana?
Yeah.
About that's what Louisiana she's at. So she's asking for our help with the project on Louisiana.
Just cut out a picture of Si in the shape of Louisiana.
Boom.
Yep.
Project. What else you need?
That, New Orleans.
A+, right there.
You don't want to visit it, okay? But I mean, hey, it's got some good stuff.
It's not for living there. It's just for looking at
it. It's a good place to visit.
Just for passing through.
That's right. It's a good place to visit.
There are two states here.
Hey, you don't want to come to Mardi Gras. It's a wild time when Mardi Gras,
especially fourth grader.
Yeah, fourth grader.
Do you have any? What? So, Si?
You need crawfish.
Crawfish.
Look, rice.
The boot.
One of my favorite places on this planet.
Redfish.
It's down it's at
where,
the very end.
Yeah, though. It's where at the bottom of Louisiana, where the Gulf of the Mississippi River runs into the Gulf of Mexico.
That's pretty neat.
That is the coolest place. Now, that's a good place to visit.
But overall, I don't blame you for being upset if you wanted Hawaii and ended up with the boot.
Yeah, I can see why you're upset if you got
until you take
the cost
food
of living here.
Oh, the food.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. You take the food. Good,
but
you take
the food.
Food.
You got it. And French heritage. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff you learn.
There's a lot of stuff that you can learn that is
like
very
we're the only state that has parishes instead of counties. There
that's
you
right
go. Fun fact on your poster board.
You know, when I was in
fourth
grade, I didn't even know what a county was.
And half of them you probably can't even pronounce. And that's
true.
Fine.
That's true.
Because they got like 17 letters in them. And us rednecks up here get in trouble by all of them from talking about Tangipahoa and all that stuff.
Tangipahoa?
Yeah.
Is that not how you say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Feliciana. I mean, there's all kinds of them down there.
Once you go below I-10, though, that's like a whole different world.
Oh, that's even different.
Yeah, well,
that's them bad boys.
According
down there
to them, we're just North Arkansas. Or South Arkansas is what we are to them.
Well, Shreveport.
They're Louisiana.
Shreveport
well, no, no,
because
here's I'll give you a comparison. Like if you fish on a little pond or a little stream, then you go fish the ocean for deep sea fishing and all that. They're two totally different worlds. Okay, they really are.
Above I-10 and below.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very noticeable.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, we're way friendlier.
Yeah.
That's.
We just about eat everything here.
That's right. Hey. Look, that's what the Bible says. Hey,
if kill and eat.
You know, walks, swims, or crawls, hey, Kill it and grill it, Jack.
Yeah, boy.
That's pretty much what happened.
Thank you for saying that. Hold on. Course. What name did you just say?
Jack.
Jack again?
We got 17 Instagram questions. Like, people are asking, where, Zach, where did Jack come from?
We have tried to figure that out.
He come out from behind that tree over.
No, no. We have tried to figure that out.
We've been looking for him for a long time.
And we
time.
Have no idea when it started.
The only thing we do know is he's common to run with a bunch of other fellas, and so yeah. I just refers to him collectively as the boys.
Boys.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Okay.
Oh, boys.
Oh, man, boys.
He talks to him a lot while he's urinating.
Okay, me and the boys go everywhere.
Especially the urine.
That's all the jacks put together.
Multiple jacks.
Multiple jacks.
Boys. Okay, boys.
Nest, boys.
Whoa.
Okay, and then I walk in, and then I walk in the bathroom. Ain't nobody in the beside.
Well, that was like that film we done.
You walk in the bathroom while Si's in
there? Well, if he's talking to that many people, hey, I got to go see who it is. And ain't ever nobody but him.
For a solid hour, they film me, and I'm talking, all right, boys, get ready. Here they come. We're in a duck blind. I said, well, what'd y'all do? I was 3 for 3. You know, this goes on for an hour. Then at the end of it, the guy hands the camera to the blind. I'm the only one there.
Yeah, we did film Si duck hunting by himself one morning, than the cameraman.
Corey used to tell a funny story when Si would get to the poker game early at Willie's.
I'd always show up.
And he'd deal the boys in. Okay, boys, here you go. Here you go. And then he'd go from seat to seat and play their hand.
Right. Yeah, he'd play an hour cheating, looking at it, and still got beat.
Everybody that.
And I'm saying, I'm looking at this hand, and somebody, hey, I raise it 25. I get over. I said, "You, that's a bluff." I call it.
Si would get there so early, like when everybody got there, the chips were counted, cards were ready. Like all you had to do was walk in and sit down. Si had it. Si was the like the greenskeeper.
Hey. So they all started coming out saying dental cards.
Corey was like, I thought they all got there early. I heard them all talking. I walked in. It was just Si.
Yeah.
Bella probably.
Hold on.
There's Bella a story about Bella that was like, who's that weird man?
It was over here. I had some little comment about it. Tell me, really, are you really betting that much with that stupid hand you got? I know
idiot
you ain't
call.
Got nothing.
And he knew what it was.
He knew what it was.
Oh, wow.
All right, we got one more?
Yeah, one more.
All right, Spencer. This one's interesting to me, but I'm a hoarder. What's one thing from your childhood you wish you would have kept? Martin?
I started to say something goofy.
That's fine. I got something.
You guys
do you?
My grandpa, we were going through stuff at his house, and there was a cigar box, and it had cards, like old menu cards, you know, and it had a picture. And it was baseball stat. And he coached Cleveland Indians. Not the major league, but
minor league.
Something like in there.
Probably minor league.
Ain't no telling whose pitcher was there.
Yeah.
You know, if you'd have kept that, missed it again.
Missed it again.
No, every time someone brings up grandfather, I get just angry. Because I didn't get to know mine, either one of them.
He called me Sonny Boy. Sonny
Boy. To me, especially when I see guys that are talking about their grandfather, all the stuff they learned and all the time they spent with him and what he taught them, you know, and I didn't get that chance because I didn't get to know either one of them. Because the grandparents, grandmama and granddad, gives kids children, they've got time to take time to be with them and actually tell them about, you know, when I was growing up, you know, it was horse and buggy days, horse and wagon days. You know.
There you go.
It's back in the 1900s. I remember the sandwiches. They'd make Bill sandwiches and they'd put butter on the bread instead of mayo.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I'm all for that option.
I was like.
Butter rules.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't think there's not good. A grandfather or grandmother that alive that didn't eat cornbread and buttermilk.
Oh yeah, they did that dip it
no,
in
no.
there.
Yeah,
the leftover cornbread from lunch.
Yeah,
because Mama made a pan of cornbread every day. There are two things you could depend on being on Mama's stove every day: a pot of peas and a thing of cornbread.
My
every
grandmother,
just
day.
In case somebody
Grandmama
come on
Hale.
Every day.
Okay,
there was a pot of peas.
There's pinto beans and cornbread.
They grew some many purple hull peas.
We used to ask this, you know, Grandma, what do you, you know, that's a 6-quart boiler of beans you just cooked. What do you, well, hon, somebody might come by that you might need a meal.
There you go.
Yeah, well, hey, be hung. You know they'll be
there
hungry.
There wasn't a day went by that somebody out of the family or just that knew her stopped by and told me, hey, you got any beans and rice and cornbread?
My favorite part, she used to take her an hour to get dressed to go to Walmart. She's afraid somebody may see her. Now you go to Walmart. No. And then people ain't even been awake for an hour. I mean, but she did. She had that hair, that permed hair all high up, yeah. You know, like,
I remember mine like
just
that.
In case she saw somebody from church, she didn't want to think bad of.
My papa always.
That's some old school Baptist for you, son. Not lips, that red lipstick on
point. Ain't nobody going to see this barn up there.
No. You ain't going to see my hair down.
My papa did the cornbread and buttermilk thing, but he would pour me a glass of regular milk.
There you go.
And I was like, I cannot join you in this buttermilk thing.
Yeah. It don't taste nothing like butter.
No. Or milk. No. There's something wrong with it.
It's just meant to soak some backstraps in.
Yeah, and then get rid of
it. Yeah. That's all it's meant for.
Yeah, get rid of
it. I put some buttermilk in some cornbread I made the other day, but then it cooks it.
Yeah. It's like blue cheese.
Yeah.
You cook it, it's all right.
Yeah.
You eat it right there by itself. I got questions. Yeah. Lots of them.
I put baking powder in there too. I'm not just eating spoonfuls.
I ain't going to take a snort of that or nothing. All right. What's the Bible verse?
Hey, all six of us were here today. And so I think I got a pretty good one, you know, because this was fun.
It's just like, fathers, take care of your children. Don't forget them at school pickup. We can really throw some shade at Stone right now.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not. We won't do that.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
We'll tell him that's what the verse was. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, actually, it was about building each other up as brothers. No.
Damn.
It actually is.
Oh, that's good.
I have two of them. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. And that's
what. Oh, we encourage him to get the heck out of here.
And then the other one is Psalms 133:1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when the brothers dwell in unity. We got a pretty good thing going here. Yeah. We're all friends, and I really enjoy it.
Let's do it again.